The BVW Podcast presents the final installment of
This Week in Music History.
This week in 1963, the Beatles released their first single in the United States, I Wanna Hold Your Hand. I Want to Hold Your Hand. The single was released in the U.S. this week in 1963. Now more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1981, AC/DC released the album For Those About to Rock, We Salute You. It was the first hard rock album to top the U.S. album chart. This week in 1942, Frank Sinatra performed as a solo act for the first time at the Paramount Theater in New York City. And this week in 1965, the Dave Clark 5 hit number one with Over and Over.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there.
Steady day, she would wait and
Dave Clark 5 with Over and Over. The song hit number one this week in 1965. And 39 years later to the week in 2004, a different song called Over and Over would go to number one. This one from Nelly and Tim McGraw.
'Cause it's all in my head. So bad, yeah, 'cause it's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. I replay it over and over again. And I can't take it, yeah. I can't shake it, no. I can't wait to see you. Wanna see if you still got that look in your eye. That one you had for me before we said our goodbyes. And it's a shame that we gotta spend our time being mad about the same things.
Over and over again.
About the same thing.
Over and over again.
Ooh, but I think she's leaving. She's leaving. And I don't know what else to do.
She go home not loving you.
'Cause it's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. And I can't keep picturing you with him. And it hurts so bad. All in my head. I think about it over and over again. I replay it over and over again. And I can't take it,
yeah.
I can't shake it, no. I remember the day you left. I remember the last breath you took right in front of me. When you said that you would leave, I was too damn stubborn to try to stop you or say anything. But I see it clearly now, and this choice I made keeps playing in my head.
Over and over again.
Nelly and Tim McGraw with Over and Over. The song went to number one this week in 2004. Now even more of this week in music history. This week in 1968, Led Zeppelin's first U.S. tour kicked off in Denver, Colorado. This week in 1967, Dave Mason announced he was leaving the band Traffic shortly after the group released their first album. And this week in 1984, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen lost his arm when he crashed his Corvette, but he's still with the band today.
Darkness settles on the town as the children start to sing. And the lady across the street, she shuts out the night. There's the thousands waiting as she turns out the light. But it's too late, too late.
Def Leppard for drummer Rick Allen. It was this week in 1984 he lost an arm in a car accident, but he has never let that stop him from continuing on as their drummer. Now even more of this week in music history. This week in 1957, the Champs released the single Train to Nowhere. Now that song went nowhere, but the B-side, Tequila, became the number one song in the U.S. 3 months later.
Tequila!
And this week in 1970, George Harrison became the first Beatle to have a solo number one with My Sweet Lord.
Mm-hmm.
George Harrison with My Sweet Lord. This week in 1970, the song went to number one, making George the first Beatle to have a solo number one hit. Now even more of This Week in Music History. Born this week in 1971, Ricky Martin. Born this week in 1954, Annie Lennox. Donna Summer was born this week in 1948. Sad girl. Talking about the sad girl. Andy Summers of the Police was born this week in 1942. Born this week in 1946, Jimmy Buffett. Cheeseburger in paradise, medium rare with mustard tonight. John Denver was born this week in 1943.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest.
Born this week in 1951, Yvonne Elliman. Ellie Goulding was born this week in 1986. Edgar Winter was born this week in 1946. Bo Diddley and His Beat were born this week in 1928. Born this week in 1979, Chris Daughtry.
Now that it's all said and done, I can't believe you were the one to build me up and tear me down like an old abandoned house. What you said when you left just left me cold and out of breath. I fell too far, was in way too deep. Guess I let you get the best. There was nothing I could say. And when you slammed the front door shut, a lot of others opened up. So did my eyes, so I could see that you never were the best for me.
There was nothing I could say. And when you slammed the front door shut, a lot of others opened up. So did my eyes, so I could see that you never were the best for me.
Big
saw it coming. I should have started running a long, long time ago. And I never thought I'd doubt you. I'm better off without you.
More than you know.
That's Daughtry, whose namesake member Chris Daughtry was born this week in 1979. Now even more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1929, Guy Lombardo and his orchestra played at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City on New Year's Eve on what was the first nationwide New Year's Eve broadcast. This week in 1975, the Faces split up, Rod Stewart goes solo, and Ron Wood joins the Rolling Stones. And this week in 1970, Paul McCartney began high court proceedings to officially end the partnership known as the Beatles.
Rosetta. Sweet Loretta Fat, she thought she was a cleaner, but she was a frying pan. Yeah, that's the picture. The picker. Picks with the fingers, great. Okay.
Thanks, Paul.
I'd like to say
thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition.
On This Week in Music History, the Beatles. It was this week in 1970 that Paul McCartney officially began high court proceedings to end the partnership. And with that, we are ending the final edition of This Week in Music History. I started this show within a show here on the BVW podcast in January. I didn't know if I'd actually make it through the whole year and produce a new show each week, but I did. Feel free to go back each week, find the show that matches up and corresponds with the current week, and listen again. And maybe in another year or two, I'll decide to start reposting them as repeats. But thank you for listening to each edition of This Week in Music History. I had a lot of fun putting these together each week. I learned a lot. I didn't automatically know all of these things I mentioned each week. I definitely put some research into these shows. I look forward to having a little more time to do some different themed shows, to do some follow-ups on shows that I did back in 2020 and 2021, but I definitely enjoyed everything about putting together This Week in Music History each week. Thank you so much for listening to the BVW podcast, and we'll do another show soon.
This Week in Music History.